Good morning.
Good morning.
Today I'm kind of taking a little different passage than what is commonly used for communion, but I thought it was very appropriate. So often we come to this time, you know, in fact many churches won't even celebrate this time every week. They think it's too frequent, it becomes too, common. And we're not really focusing on what we need to. But I feel like this is something we need every week. And that's one reason why I'm glad we do it every week. Because it's a matter of remembering Christ, reorienting ourselves. And thus I use this scripture that kind of just really means that. It is taking after the Passover Supper, Jesus started this whole idea of communion. It's where Jesus has gone to Gethsemane, where he's trying to get himself oriented to do what he really doesn't want to do, as we see in the passage here. So let me read it here as I go. You know, then Jesus, it's in Matthew 26:36, if you want to follow along. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." So he goes on, he goes a little further, he says, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." And here's where it gets really interesting, that I feel like this is what we need to remember. Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Could you men not keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." And I don't know, this one just kind of really resonated with me, this aspect that we are very willing to follow Jesus because of what he's done for us, right? But our bodies are often so weak. We get tired. We're easily distracted. And it's not just at this time that we need to really focus our minds, is it? It's really every single day, every single moment that we're trying to focus. Because God wants more than just a weekly communion with us. He wants a moment-by-moment communion with us, right? So we come together today to celebrate this communion with Christ, remembering how much he truly loves us. He didn't want to do this because he was scared of it, as I can really understand, you know. But he did it anyway. Even so much so that on that cross, God turned his back to him. The Father turned his back to him, because he couldn't tolerate the sin, our sins, that Jesus bore. So our spirits are willing, but are our bodies there with us? So this week, this time, I challenge you to really focus, really consider what Jesus has done for us. And not just now, but take this time and use it to stay focused through the week. I'm with you here. My spirit is willing, but my body oftentimes is weak. I find myself easily distracted by what's going on around me. But we need to stay focused. So let's take this communion here, and let's stay focused, remembering Jesus, remembering his sacrifice, but remembering our hope and our glory in that. So let's break the bread and remember his body sacrificed for us. Oh, Jesus, we come to you just with grateful hearts, showing our love to you by remembering this time, coming together to commune with you in spirit and in truth. Now let us take the cup that represents his blood shed to make us pure. Jesus, we just glorify you and your name and what you've done for us. We glorify the Father, the Son, and you, Lord, in the Spirit, Lord. We just thank you so much. Help us to stay focused, to stay truly yours through this week and beyond. We give you all our thanks and all our love. In your Son's name, amen.